לפטר. וגם אין כאן אסמכתא, that this is not an unreasonable penalty clause, שהרי לא אמרו מילתא יתרתא, שלא חייבו את עצמו ביותר משכר פעולתך. ובידם לקיים, and they, the parents, have the ability to pay, שהרי יש בידם ללוות מאות לפעולך. They could go into debt, they can borrow the money to meet your salary. Why should you have to lend them the money? ואם כן, אין כאן אסמכתא ואביפנש ורמון בקיים. ואם תאמר, הלא לא היו הדברים אלו קניין ולא שטר, none of these clauses were written down in the form of a written contract, and there was no other form of contract, why should therefore these clauses be valid? There was no explicit written contract or clause. והיך יתקיימו תנאים נזכרים, ואם חזר בו בעל הבית קודם שהתחילו הפועלים במלאכה, אם נקבון עד שעה שהם מוצאים להזכיר עצמם ועדיין נותן להם שכרם בהתעלם. In the case of the hiring of workers, the onset of employment in and of itself is the binding contract, and that therefore these clauses are valid. So the like Reb Moshe Feinstein of 2 weeks ago, who came down full scale on the right of the teachers to strike, the teachers' union case that we studied 2 weeks ago, here also we see that the Tashbats, with all of the due mouthings of the seriousness of Talmud Torah, etc., comes down full scale on the side of the teacher and makes all of these clauses valid and obligates the community and the parents to pay up, and if the parents can't pay up, the community as a whole has bonded itself to make good this out. Right. Yeah. Right. Well, so you see that it was so you see that the Rav was operating out of a long tradition going all the way back to this case in Algiers. Right. All right, so that, I think we will stop for tonight. And this will be the last year of this semester. Next week I'm just going to have too many tests tomorrow. And so the next